This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Jen Twig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Let's have the parade today. It's warmer.
I know. It's going to be such better weather.
And run it back. That would be great. It was 30 degrees yesterday, 32 degrees, whatever it was when it started at 104 yesterday. An amazing time as always. Today, totally different stories. We'll see highs in the 60s today. So there you go. Shorts weather, open the pool. Mow the grass.
I don't know that we're there yet.
Get your motorcycle out.
I don't know
windows
that we're there
down.
Yet. But we're getting there. This weather is, I mean, I feel like we're getting there now. Like yesterday was the last cold day, right?
No.
Okay, I shouldn't say that.
It's not. Anybody that put like patio furniture out or whatever they are, like some type of jump on the summer and spring. It's just, it's early. We're not there yet. But we're getting there. 60s today. So we're excited about that. All right, let's do this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Today could be the day.
It could be. We've only been playing since January.
Could be the day.
Very exciting. Today could be the day. He's dead. He's a guy. His name has been in the envelope for a couple of months. We need today's guest. Star 102, good morning.
Yes, I've got a guest for Dead Guy in the Envelope.
We would love it. What is today's guest?
Johnny Carson.
Oh, good guess. No, it's not Johnny Carson,
Johnny
though.
Carson. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Yes, we have Stevie on the socials. Also, how did Hayden Grove do last night? We had him in studio, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and it was the battle rounds. I feel like, because I've been so excited for him, and just a great guy, lives in Westlake, local guy. Spoiler alert, made it to Team Adam. You probably know this at this point in time,
sure.
Because any outlet covered it as they should and done a great job of in Cleveland. And I feel like I have been waiting for 6 months for the battle rounds.
I know.
I've been watching, and I really love the initial part of the show. The battle rounds are fun, but last night was his night.
Yeah, and the fact when he came on our show, I didn't realize we couldn't ask him any. He couldn't tell us a single thing, a dot of what happened. All we knew is that he was on Team Adam. So now we kind of know where things stand for Hayden Grove.
Yeah, so we'll have audio from last night. We will have our initial interview, some bits and pieces that still make sense in case you missed it, because, as I mentioned, we had him in studio here a couple of weeks ago. So that is on the way. You won't want to miss it as we cover Cleveland. Of course, you're curious how he did. Maybe you missed it last night. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
There is a trend all over TikTok right now called sleep maxing. It consists of a variety of hacks to optimize sleep. They range from, you know, drinking those sleepy girl mocktails to mouth taping. But do they live up to the hype? That's what people are talking about because experts have weighed in on if it's actually damaging you or benefiting you.
I need this. I'm a snorer. It's driving me crazy. The mouth taping, I feel like I'm not going to wake up from.
It worries me.
I'm dead serious.
I watched videos
and I don't know. It's something I don't want to try. I just feel like that is going to end super
Everybody
bad.
Everybody that's done it and every video I've seen, they love it. They're like, oh, my face is not as puffy and I finally felt like I had good sleep. But
I feel like me too.
Me.
That's all I've seen is positive reviews on the mouth tape. But
it scares me.
It 100% scares me. So there you go. Sleeping. It's Stevie on the socials.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Sleep maxing is a term used to describe the viral trend, it's all over TikTok, of optimizing sleep quality and duration. So it involves implementing various strategies to enhance sleep and achieve maximum rest. That's the goal. So there's some common methods you can use. Obviously, establishing a regular sleep schedule, going to bed. Going to bed and waking up at the same time each day, even on weekends, creating a
So your first two ideas stink.
Yeah, we can't
do
that.
I love your ideas. I'm not ripping. And I know it's not your ideas. I know you're reading this, but it's like those of us that have to wake up so early, and it's like you can't wake up early. You do want to sleep, have the sleep schedule on the weekend. I usually take a nap. I don't want to take a nap on the weekends because it's days off, but then your body just shuts down. I feel like I still have to take a nap. It's an entire thing.
Well, and then during the week, kids, turns out they have activities and things you got to do.
Need food.
Oh, my God. They want to eat every day. Fresh meal every day.
Yeah, and you have boys, so they can eat literally three pizzas themselves. 100%. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good. I think on the weekends, I don't wake up till after the show's already over, so my schedule, not there.
Do you nap during the week? Like, if you can nap, like, is
yeah,
that
I try to.
Do you nap on a Saturday, Sunday, or you're
no.
good to go? Okay.
I try not
I'm just wondering
to.
If that's the case, because you're mentioning kind of the routine. So those are good ideas.
No, I don't have a routine.
Okay, yeah, that's true. You are all over the place. That's fair.
They also say making a relaxing bedtime routine, like taking a warm bath, reading, and listening to calming music. Using a sleep tracker and monitoring your sleep patterns, taking supplements like melatonin or magnesium, using sleep aids like mouth tape or weighted blankets, no liquid 2 hours before bed, and sleeping in a really cold room.
No liquid 2 hours before bed, yet everybody's drinking that cherry drink that supposedly
That's
helps
what I'm
you
wondering.
Sleep.
You're supposed to take this sleepy time mocktail, but you're not supposed to have the liquids.
You can't, because you have to get up and go to the bathroom.
Well, with all these trends being viral, experts are saying it's causing more harm than good because now people are hyper-focusing on getting good sleep, that it's causing their brains to overthink sleep, that they're not sleeping.
Yeah, you're probably creating like sleep anxiety on yourself and not realizing it. That makes sense.
Yeah, you're like, and then you see all these articles of like, if you don't get enough sleep, you'll have heart disease and dementia and all these horrible illnesses.
Yeah, we're all going to die a miserable death. That's fine.
Seriously. I you know what I latch on to on TikTok are all the things that say when you wake up and you can't fall back asleep in the middle of the night, the things you're supposed to do in your brain.
TikTok.
Well, you're not supposed to be on TikTok.
I know, but it helps me sleep.
Put that away an hour before sleep with your cold room, calming music, your night lights. I think it's a scam. They just want you to buy all this stuff. And then now you have 8 things that you have to take before bed, and you have all these, and then your routine takes 2 hours.
What's the hack to fall asleep and stay asleep? Does any of these things work for you? That was your listening. Do you have a cool room? Do you have a weighted blanket? I know, Tyler has a weighted blanket.
I knocks don't like
him,
them.
Knocks him out. I know, but I feel exactly like I'm in a maybe on stage at David Copperfield
trapped.
That I can't get out of the blanket.
I feel trapped. I agree.
Right? I mean, and there are different weights. There's different weights to the blanket, but I feel like the 15 pounder. It's not 15 pounds, but there's, I feel like, you know, hashtag trapped. It's funny we're talking about this because I just got off a phone call yesterday. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I did the at-home sleep study. I have sleep apnea, but there's 8 million numbers and terms, and I don't know what level is it. Is it the entry-level sleep apnea? Is it the...
Is there entry-level?
There's different versions, or there's different... I don't know the levels of this. I don't know if it's a level 8, a level 1, if it's just sleep apnea with 1A. I don't know. So I made a virtual appointment. I think it's for the end of April. Do you like how I don't have it in the calendar and I can't think of it off the top
of my
head?
How do you not have it? How are you going to remember?
They always remind you. My chart tells you 37 times you have an appointment.
You're just going to wait like till the week of when they remind you have an appointment?
Yeah, it's virtual. Oh, that's right. Let me see. Do you have insurance? You're good to go. So that's fine.
But, oh, my God.
But whatever the next step is, I don't know if they're going. I imagine they're going over the information with me and what my options are. And then we're talking about sleeping and lack of sleeping and how, you know, the easiest ways to get to sleep as far as trends are going on TikTok. I've tried a lot of those. So I feel some work, some don't.
So I found it's not those that I try, like the mouth taping and stuff like that. But for me, it's like if you ever wake up at like 1 or 2 in the morning and then you can't fall back asleep because your mind starts racing. So there's a couple things I've seen on TikTok I've tried. Like, have you seen one of them is you imagine, I feel like you're going to laugh at this. You imagine you're holding a mini chalkboard and you start writing the letters of the alphabet. Like you write the letter A in cursive and then you gently erase it. And then you write the letter B and you go through the whole alphabet. Like it's like this gentle experience that's supposed to help you fall asleep. Now I get through the alphabet quite a few times on that one, but I did see another one the other day that I've tried a few times that seems to work. You pick a word, like say I picked the word, I don't know, apple, and you take each letter of the word and you try to list as many items with each letter as you can. So you take the letter apple and you go with the letter A and you start listing A items and then listing P items and L items. And then hopefully you fall asleep before you get to the end of the word.
I'm surprised you don't play one of those games in the hallway in the, when you're playing around a Trump Tui, when you're in the hallway waiting.
Really?
Like bubble pop, not bubble pop. What is it? Bubble something.
Oh, and this bubble pop. Sure.
They tell you not to do that. I tell you, that's, but
no, I don't get on my phone to do it. You just do this in your head. You just imagine it.
Work?
And you hopefully, no, well, no. I feel like the letter one works. The other one I've tried too is where you imagine you're walking into a house that you know that's very, very familiar and you start looking around the room and like pointing out every detail in your brain. So it's like, you know, some type of monotonous activity in your brain
that
calms it down.
So yeah,
so
there you go.
Kind of loosely works.
I feel like we all have our ways. Some work, some don't. Well, that's a good one to try.
I think you should try them.
You know what the worst part about when we're getting to the three things, you know what the worst part about waking up at 1 or 2 o'clock and can't go back to sleep is that I shop. And then when I wake up for real at 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, I look back and I bought some pants.
Yes.
I bought something off of Amazon that I didn't need. And I feel like when I stick the landing on that purchase, now I'm done. Now I am done with my nighttime routine and I have candles coming to the house that don't fit anywhere.
I'm serious. On your phone though, if you wake up at like 1 in the morning,
I 100% do. I look what's going on.
Oh yeah.
Sports things, whatever it is. And then I shop and then I look and I say, I need this, but I'm not buying those. What's the dupe? And I purchase and I go back to sleep.
Yeah, that's bad.
So you spell apple, I'll buy stuff. B-U-Y. What do we need? Bargains. Boxer briefs. I'll just continue
on. That's amazing.
So that's my routine. Don't follow it.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Full disclosure. disclosure, my level of knowledge of the show, The Voice, is always the chair turnaround sessions. And the battle rounds are not something I always get to. But this year I've been paying attention because Hayden Grove's on. He's from Westlake. We had him in studio just a few weeks ago to talk about his experience, and he couldn't be nicer. He is the nicest guy. We are totally rooting for him. So, spoiler alert, we are going to tell you what happened last night on the show because it was the battle rounds. And I didn't realize, Tim, and maybe you've gone deeper in the show, The Voice, that the own, like, team leaders, like Adam Levine, so Hayden was on Team Adam, they have to eliminate one of their own.
Yeah, they're narrowing it down to make the best. Yes, it is. It is. They're of course trying to get through. They want one of their contestants to win the show, right? Team
right.
Adam, team, of course, like Blake was on for years, but Team John Legend. Now the list goes on and on. So you really are whittling that down. Try to have essentially the strongest player on your team left at the end. So it's got to be tough to do. You love them all at first, but then you have to make decisions as the show goes on.
And they work with coaches. They worked with Kate Hudson, and they. So two of Adam's contestants performed together. And last night it was Hayden Grove and Lucia.
Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
And they sound just amazing together. And as Adam Levine, I just am so awkward that he had to make a choice to eliminate one. And I realize it's the whole premise of the show.
It is.
But it's so much more personal now that we know Hayden Grove.
But you hear that? It's just a 20-second clip of what they did. How in the world can you decide who gets the boot? Who's going to stay on Team Adam? Adam Levine had to make a choice. Was it our boy Hayden? Was it not? Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, Jen and Tim show, Hayden Grove on The Voice last night.
Spoiler alert, if you don't want to know what happened on The Voice last night, don't listen to what we're about to tell you. Because Hayden Grove, local guy, he's from Westlake, he's awesome, he was in studio a few weeks ago. He performed last night with Lucia, they are both on Team Adam, and this is what Adam Levine decided.
And Hayden, a lot of your power comes in simplicity. You were both great, and you definitely delivered, but I sadly can only pick one of you. I'm really proud of the both of you guys. There's some people, man, I can't ever leave behind, and the winner of this battle is Lucia.
Lucia is moving on to the knock.
What?
I hate Adam Levine. No, I'm kidding. But I mean,
we will play no Maroon 5 songs.
That's
on
it.
The Jen and Tim show until 10 o'clock. After that,
well,
I'm kidding.
They do have a few. I know, I'm so proud. He was so good. I mean, you hear them singing together. It's just so beautiful. And to think, how many times have we done the Crocker Park tree lighting and Hayden has performed? And we've been like right there on that stage with him. He's so fantastic. And it's so cool that he even came this far on the show. And now I'll just be mad at Adam Levine forever.
Absolutely. But when Hayden Grove was in studio with us, whatever it's been several weeks ago now, and we were trying to get inside scoop, and we get no inside scoop, and we understand why. Show's continuing, only so much he can say. You do a great job of at least trying to get some stuff out of him. A little bit here and there. But one thing kind of behind the scenes about Adam Levine, he was able to reveal, if you missed it, that is next. So Cleveland hates Adam Levine. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Spoiler alert.
I don't think we could say that.
Okay, fine.
We're just mad at him.
We don't hate him.
We don't hate him, but we're very sad that he had to eliminate our boy Hayden Grove last night on The Voice.
Total spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert on that.
He's just joining us. We had Hayden Grove in studio, about a month ago. And we did ask him, we're asking him several questions. And you can listen to the entire podcast. Another reason to download your free Odyssey app. You can go back to that, listen to the entire interview. And Hayden Grove, very impressed with my singing. Turned his chair around for me.
Yes, he did. He loved it.
That is truth. So we asked him about Adam Levine, as then it was revealed he was on Team Adam Levine. Adam Levine turned the chair around. The entire thing we probably know at this point in time. But this is what Hayden Grove had to say about a month ago.
He said some really wonderful things in the blind audition, and he's taller than you would think.
Is he really?
Yeah, he is.
I would think he's a tiny fella.
No, he's not. He's tall.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Now I get it. I'm like, oh.
That's you why. Get it now.
I get it. Not that I didn't get it before, but
right.
I totally get it now.
But now you really
yeah,
get
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
No, I hate Adam Levine more.
Because he's a tall guy.
Tall.
You like next level hate him.
Yeah. That's all right. It's still an amazing journey. I mean,
oh my gosh,
you know what I mean?
It was an amazing journey. It was so cool to have him in studio and talk about the experience and the fact that he got to do it. And remember, he told us it was like 8 months ago or something that he recorded all this
stuff.
Yeah,
in the summer of last year, he had to keep that secret.
How can you imagine keeping it secret for that long and knowing what happened? And there we were, and I kept prodding him when he was here. So what happened? What do you think? What's this? What's that? And he could, you know, he didn't say a word. He was great about it.
So we're proud of him. His journey certainly isn't done. I'm sure he's performing everywhere, all over the place. So once again, that was a spoiler alert from last night. So great job, Hayden. We appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.